Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. It's always a blessing for the broadcast, and the daily bread is very much needed and good food for the soul. Good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all and Maranatha.
Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Glory. We thank you, Father, for another day of grace. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light. So we would show forth the praises of him who called us out. We would rejoice in the God of our salvation and rejoice in thy salvation. Help us to worship you, Lord, to come together with one accord, to oppose the enemy, to glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Lord, I have started to walk in the light that shines in my pathway so clearly, so bright. I bear the world and its follies adieu. And now with my Savior, I mean to go through. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised view. I've started with Jesus, and I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised view. I started with Jesus, and I'm going through. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, oh, that's our purpose and intent, is to go through, huh? To continue in this way. All right. Praise the Lord. Would you join in with me? Draw your minds in on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. If I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? This is Jesus. He's talking to a man named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Hallelujah. But though he was a ruler, he was like it. Listen to it. Jesus said, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. So that tell you who's in heaven. Not Elijah, not Moses, not Enoch. See how simple that is? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good news. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. There's more. Because their deeds were evil. See how that supports itself? Men love darkness rather than light, but there is a cause. Because their deeds are evil. See? And since they are evil, they don't come to the light. Because the light will reprove his deeds. The light will say, that's not right. And if we're following after righteousness, here we come. But if we're hypocrites and, you know, vain talkers, then we light come, we run and hide. We try to hide, of course, we can't hide. But we don't come to the light. You know, it's just when we're seeking our own, we're not going to attain unto wise counsel. We're going to seek out somebody to tell us what we want to hear. We do know these things, don't we? But he that doeth the truth, the one that's following after righteousness, he come to the light. And the light will say, yeah, that which is going on in you is a work of God. See? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to know these things and still do it? Well, if we aren't careful, if we're not careful, you know our adversary, he's in here working this morning. You know, your old man is corrupt after deceitful lust. Huh? You know there's nothing good in the flesh. Now, this is the light. See? Now, let's walk in it. Let's walk in it. Hallelujah. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. There's a saying that goes something like this. A lie has gone around the world 3 or 4 times before the truth gets its shoes on. In spirit, that's true. You know, that means a lie is believed more easily and is propagated more easily than the truth. Thank you, Lord. That came to my mind when I was reading something. The word of the day, Eureka. Eureka is the quality of, no, it's some joyous thing. You know, like you discover something in. Hallelujah. But then there was a little expose on how that came about. And it said, you know, though, let me see how it goes. Y'all, wait a minute. Don't go nowhere. It said, you know how many things we hear, they have no validity. We can't confirm where they came from. You know. You're like Sunday Sabbath and Christmas and Easter being Christian, see? But man, put the tooth fairy, you know. See that? That's still going around. And you can't wipe it out. Praise the Lord. But we really don't know per se how some things came about. Some say a rabbit foot is lucky. Of course, it has some origin, and you've heard many accounts, but who knows whether or not they're really true. But here's what it says, talking about how this meaning of Eureka came by. It says, they gave some story how it happened, like this mathematician discovered something, and that's how this Eureka came about. And it says, though the absence of a reliable source to verify this is you know, is though there is no, the absence of a reliable source to verify this has done nothing to diminish his popularity. That's how lies are. You see what I'm saying? They're still popular, though there's nothing to support them. And that's the state we're in. Hallelujah. Now, this is just the truth. So it's easier for people to spread lies. Absolutely. The truth came and most didn't receive it. It's still that way today. Of course, the truth is the life. It's the better part. Hallelujah. But most reject the truth for the fables. You know? Now, this is the nature of man. As much as we understand that, we fare well. That's us. That's not just folk from Holland or folk from Norway. Hallelujah. That's common to man. Born in sin, shaping in iniquity. Nothing good in him. Huh? I don't care if he was born in the royal family. Praise the Lord. Or in the ghetto, they're saying nothing good in him. Praise the Lord. Now, if we are not careful, we'll be moved away from that. That's how we believe lies. Everybody understand what I'm saying? But it is the truth that there's nothing good in man. And that's about, it is verified. We're example. We're the proof. Yeah, that's verified, but men aren't likely to grasp hold of it. Of course, lies aren't verified because it can't be. You know that. If it could be verified, it'd be the truth. But though they're unverifiable, men choose them. And of course, we read the reason. That's because they're not looking for righteousness. Amen. And this is just the truth that we need to apply. Amen. It's not something we just need to hear during the Amen. Daily break and throw it away. Hallelujah. Put it down in your heart.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah? Thank you. I heard that they had Miss Bonnie on the grill station. Mm-hmm. She had to be before Congress. Mm-hmm. Now, she's the head of the Department of Justice, huh? Isn't that something? You wouldn't think they'd have them under scrutiny. Praise the Lord. She didn't fare so well. She wasn't a good witness. You would think the head of the Department of Justice would be an example of, when she was questioned, she would give a good answer, which wouldn't try to evade. Now, the question she tried to evade was about the 47 names on the Epstein list that they hadn't released. And they couldn't, all of her counselors said that, yeah, you ought to release them. But even in light of that, she decided not to. So she's been questioning why you haven't released them. And she tried every trick in the book to get around it. You know, that's how we do. She interrupted. She tried to distract, she tried to buffalo him. Praise the Lord. Of course, none of that worked. And finally, she was asked the question, since she put her foot in her mouth, said, well, you know, I'm the chief here, and I have, it's my prerogative to make what decisions I want to make. And the senator that was questioned, I can't remember his name, but he was a teacher of the law. Yeah, he taught in universities. Absolutely. And he was a good teacher because he grilled her real good. You know how politicians try to slip out of everything. And you ask them questions, they have their pre-prepared answers, and that's what they... She didn't get by. Hallelujah. First, she tried to hide behind security. But then he showed her where there was no security calls to hold them back or the victims being harmed. So finally backed into a corner. And then he asked her, who told you not to release the list? Under oath. How about that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? Well, it came out that she never did say anything, but it was determined that someone told her. Well, we probably know who. I mean, who does she work for? Important case, right? Hallelujah. This is not going to bring about any justice, so understand that. Because they're a bunch of crooks. But I'm telling you how that the, even though the truth puts us in a corner and whatever, we still, you know, try to shuck it off or get around it. This is the nature of man. But we, knowing that the we're children of the light, and we understand that it really liberates us, it sets us free, it gives us life. Praise the Lord. But still, you know, the operation is going on to remove us from it. Yes, absolutely. And that operation will tell you you don't need to hear the preaching. It'll tell you nobody can tell you what to do or you don't need to obey anybody. Yeah, that's the operation to move you away from the truth. See, some of us readily give over to it. It's because that evil is working in us. You know, if you're rebellious, then you're ready. You receive that. That's why men walk in the darkness. Huh? Because they love their evil. You see, it's going on even now while I speak. It's always, that lies are always doing their work. The devil's always doing their work. Huh? But when the truth stands up, then we really don't need that. That's because their deeds are evil. See? That's because their deeds are evil. Light is coming to the world. Absolutely. That's because it was covered with darkness. Hallelujah. And in the darkness is their death and destruction. But Jesus Christ came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. See, and I maintain these stoic looks and not being moved is a part of that darkness work. I maintain it. You're not going to back me up because I'm walking in the light. Now, if I'm speaking to you, it's concerning moving you out of your darkness. If you're looking like I'm tormenting you, then you don't want to get out of your darkness. Huh? Now put some joy on your face this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, though I talk like this, it still goes on. This is how captive that stuff is. Absolutely. See how... But there's a remedy. There is a remedy. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. Now, don't believe that you're going to be saved not rejoicing in the truth. That's just not the truth. Men that love the truth rejoice in the truth. If you find an occasion not to this morning, that's evil working. I just tell you like it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, of course, the ones that are in their darkness, they believe the darkness. They believe their lie. Anytime we love lies or drone, that's because of some darkness in us. Yes, it is. I don't care who you are. If you're in here now not fully receiving this word, that's darkness in you. But I'm speaking this word to rid you of your darkness. Now, what would be the wise thing to do? Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Glory, glory. As I was looking at this verse and typing it up on my little cell phone so I could send it out to the saints, You know what was happening then? I heard it come over the broadcast. Huh? Isn't that something? Hallelujah. I said, this must be the one. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. But, yeah, lies don't need any support. I mean, because of the nature of man. You know what I'm saying. Since he's just a fallen creature, he feeds on lies. And if there's not a divine operation, that's where he'll be. But it's shameful if God's done a work in you and you're resisting the work rather than resisting the adversary. And the adversary is likely to try to convince you that you don't need to resist him. See, if you're in here now, you'll have to resist him. If you live and walk and breathe, you'll have to resist him. There's no neutral. There's no neutral because the darkness is always working. Yes, you don't have to go anywhere. It's in you. You see what I'm saying? So I'm preaching so we can get rid of the darkness. Hallelujah. Curtis, you can get excited, brother. Hallelujah. So, and you all know it's true. Men, they believe lies. We've not wiped out this lie that these pagan holidays are not Christian. I mean, it's been preached. It's in the book. No one's going to find any authorization to do Christmas, not in the Bible, or to do Easter, or to regard the first day as the Sabbath of the Lord. Not in the Bible. Ah, but those that say they're Christians and love the Lord, they hold to it. They hold to it. Hallelujah. Why? Well, that's what they like. If you're going to observe the Sabbath, then you're going to lose some friends. Sister Danielle Carey wrote in her last letter, she said, I lost some friends. Hallelujah. Well, that's how, absolutely. She said, but I found some new ones. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to be redundant, you know. If you're doing something other than trying to rejoice in this truth, that's darkness working in you. And the end of that is you going to hell. Now, I know you. Come on. That's the end of darkness. That's why Jesus came. So men wouldn't be condemned. And here, God's in here trying to talk to you and you're acting like a fool. Huh? Praise the Lord. No, not. We need to rejoice in this truth. We need to receive it. We need to embrace it. We need to rejoice in it. We need to love it. Am I not speaking out of the Bible? Huh? Rejoice in the truth. Love the truth. Do the truth. I'm not preaching the book. What's holding you back is your darkness then. See, I put that, and you still do it? I'd get up and run around the dining hall. I'd do something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. The deception goes like either it's not there, this is deception, or it's not detrimental. Y'all know that? That's the deceitfulness of sin. Or I'm not really guilty. or really it has no consequence. Y'all don't know that? And you still do it? When the truth is here inviting you? My God! My God! Huh? Woo! That's some bad stuff. Hallelujah. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. You know the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. No way. Hallelujah. Joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I remember when I was told that Sunday was not the Sabbath of the Lord. Well, I ask all the questions that folk ask. You know, well, why don't folk do it then? See? Praise the Lord. Because it was only a small group there that was doing it. I said, well, why ain't everybody else doing it? Probably that's the answer. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. And so it is even today. You see what... Now, worshiping God, that's all the time. But the Sabbath, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. That's the day you rest. See? Because that's the day God rested. I got it in the book. He rested the seventh day from all his works which he had made. And since he had made, oh, Adam and Eve, guess what they did? They rested. So what happened? Well, darkness. That's what happened. They departed. God said, now don't do that. And they did. But according to the plan of God. But you see, still darkness came upon them, which separated them from God, from the truth, from the light. So you see what your lies will do? Nevertheless, men still love them. This is the deceitfulness of sin. Oh, we think that the little things that we do, we call them little, there's no harm in them. And we don't understand deceitfulness of sin and subtlety of the enemy. That's because our eyes are blinded. Absolutely. And that happens anytime we purpose to do evil. Absolutely. Don't care how pretty you are, how good you cook. This is just the truth of God. Hallelujah. Because to do evil, you have to have the darkness. So anytime we purpose to do evil, then we're in the darkness. That's why we won't come to the light. Huh? Because we're in darkness and we don't want to be moved from it. And we can cry, Lord, deliver me, all we want to, while we hold on to that evil that we don't want to let go. And nothing's going to happen. Darkness is absent from the light. Jesus Christ. That means separation from God. So all those lies are popular. And you know, no, the truth has not eradicated them. It just shows that they're lies. That's what the truth does. That's why those that love the dark won't come to it. Because truth will say. Well, lies still there though. But the truth manifests that it's a lie. And with all the truth that we have, we still walk in lies. How foolish. How great is that darkness. Hallelujah. And like I was saying about a little token of obedience or little tokens of confirmation, some won't even give it. They've got their set little dark things that they do. And they do them every day. And they shouldn't do them. They should walk in the light. Amen. They should lock their eyes in on me. Absolutely. Yes, they should. Yes. Didn't Brother Sarah say that? Oh, I see. I see. Well, you know what that darkness is saying you? Yes. Well, I don't care. I'm still going to do it. See how dark that is? Hallelujah. Now, what y'all do is lock in on me. Lock in on me. See what darkness does? Corn and cakes. Corn and cakes. And you like that stuff? Don't you know that's going to take you to hell? Lock in on me, brother driver. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So along with those Sunday, Sabbath, Christmas, Easter, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny lies, salvation without holiness, huh? Without submission and obedience. I know because I try to get you to do, obey me in here. Just in small things, you won't do it. And you, well, I don't have to do that. Well, you don't have to. See? You don't have to. Hallelujah. Huh? Go dip. I don't have to. No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Go wash in the pool. Well, I don't have to. No, you don't. Hallelujah. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't have to. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Huh? You know that I don't have to is darkness? You still hold on to it? Hallelujah. That's saying my will is paramount here. That's what I don't want to. Don't have to. Praise the Lord. No, God don't have to save us. Hallelujah. We should rejoice that he determined to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, the Bible says, follow peace with all men. Absolutely. And holiness without, amen, which no man shall, amen, see the Lord. But most Christian doctrine is salvation without holiness. Absolutely. No such thing. I just gave you the scripture. But you understand that lies have such force, and they're so captive, even if it's in the book, you won't believe it. You understand? I'm preaching the truth, but the lies, you see what I'm saying? Y'all like that stuff? My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Y'all like that stuff?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. If you can't come along with me this morning, darkness is working. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
There's no salvation without holiness,
amen,
submission,
amen,
obedience,
amen,
tribulation,
amen,
or forsaking all.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
You know it's in the book, don't you?
Yes.
If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
Amen.
See? Well, I'm here at the Overcomer. Yeah, but you resist the preaching.
Right.
You might as well go out there.
Right.
It'd be best if you would go out there and do that. You come here and you,
amen,
huh? Praise the Lord. Don't you know the devil's got you?
Absolutely.
Do you like it? Now, people like deliverance, you know.
Their way.
Absolutely. Ain't no deliverance in that. All of our way is bondage. Y'all hear me preaching? Yeah. Your ways are not like his ways. His way is life and freedom and peace, righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Your way is destruction, darkness, deceit. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So the truth discerns all of these things. Really? Now, there's folk sitting right here trying to call me a liar. Absolutely. Hallelujah. There are, what do you call, the teacher would ask you to bring something. Showing, yeah, that's our show and tell. See? Well, come on, see. Yeah, right here in the midst. Folks say they love the Lord. They come aside here so that they get ready to meet Jesus, and they won't receive this preaching. Huh? Isn't that something? And they still show up. Isn't that something? This is what darkness will do. See, that's our show and tell. Yes, it is. That's our show and tell. Huh? And they're glad to play the part. That's what darkness will do. Huh? That's what darkness will do. That's what it'll do. That's what it'll do. Huh? It'll have you happy to be in the darkness and glad to be out of the light. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, these lies are ongoing. And we must, through the Spirit, discern what Spirit is working. And I've been very instructed this morning to tell you what Spirit's working. It's easy. Absolutely. Anything that runs from the light, it's evil. That's how you can discern evil in you. Hallelujah. That's how I discern evil in me. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. Unbelief. It's the sin. It is the sin. Everybody understand? Unbelief is the sin. We can't be saved in it. It's the reverse operation of faith. That's what unbelief is. It's the reverse operation. Huh? Yeah, it's the hatred of God rather than the love of God. It's the rebellion against God rather than receiving God. That's what unbelief is. Believe is to receive. And some in here are rejecting Jesus Christ. You know that, don't you? That's what unbelief is. That's what darkness is. It's not just, well, you know, I'm going to snub Pastor Wright. No, what you're doing is rejecting Jesus Christ. He's the one that sent me. You don't discern that? You need to get out of here then. Find the one that, huh? You need to get out of here. It's going to be your destruction. Absolutely. Going to be your demise. If the light had not come, men couldn't be destroyed. But the light has come. See what I'm saying? The light has come. The light has come. Everybody understand? If the light hadn't come, then we still have a cloak for our sin. Nobody in here have a cloak for their sin. Oh, you better come to the light then. Everybody understand? We can. Well, I didn't know I should lock in on the preacher. You a damn liar. I didn't know that. I didn't know I should rejoice in the truth. Really? Oh, you have no cloak for your sin. You have no cloak for your sin. You have no cloak for your sin. If this light didn't come and shine, then you could. But no, the light has come. Men love darkness because their deeds were evil. Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. This is good preaching. Thank you, Lord. We have no cloak. Oh, we don't. Hallelujah. That's why it's written that way. Men are condemned, but that's their own doing. The remedy has been sent. Sacrifice has been presented. Price has been paid. See? Why would you die? Huh? Turn ye. Turn ye. Why would you die? But once you get down, going down that road of darkness, it'll help you captured. And you can't do the things you would. Absolutely not. You desire to do them, but you can't. That darkness won't let you do it. See what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. Unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. What should we do? Anybody know what the Bible says about it? Lay it aside. Lay it aside. Huh? Every weight and the sin that does so easily beset. Let us lay aside every weight and unbelief. See? That's what we do with it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Or we'll have to deny ourselves.
Absolutely.
Huh? Cut the head off the old man. Absolutely. Because he's corrupt. After deceitful lust. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Reverse operation of faith. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's what unbelief is. See? They, in the grammar, they call them antonyms. It's the opposite of faith. Unbelief. It's the opposite. It's the contrary part. And in unbelief, you're not in faith. Praise the Lord. And in unbelief, you don't please God. Impossible. Hallelujah. No matter what facade you put on. No matter what facade. There's no excuse for nobody not to lock in on me this morning. Except the darkness that's in them. See how many times I've said that? See how many times they're still bound up? They should just do it just in obedience. Oh, but the darkness won't let them. See? Darkness won't let. Y'all know I'm preaching good.
Amen, you are.
We show and tell. Show and tell. Oh, God, help Jesus. Help, Lord. What we have here is a picture of God sending his own son into the world so that men could be saved. And some saying, nope, don't want it. We got that going on right here. That's any time we refuse the truth. The truth is Jesus. I'm speaking the truth. And some are denying Jesus Christ. That's Antichrist. See what I mean? That's not good for you. Huh? This is so that you won't be lost. This is going on so that you might be saved. Really? Huh? Of course, if you love your darkness, you can't be a partaker. Hallelujah. Unbelief is natural. Huh? Faith is a gift from God. That's why men love unbelief. They like anything that comes from themselves. Yeah. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They do. It can't save them, but if God give them to them, they don't want it. But stuff that comes from themselves, men naturally love it. And that unbelief don't come from God. That's stuff that naturally come from a fallen creature. See? It is filthy. It's deadly too. Hallelujah. Yeah. It dishonors God too. Yeah. Yeah. If we're going to honor God, we'll have to do it by faith. We'll have to be like Abraham, who against hope believed in hope. Hallelujah. When God commanded him, he obeyed. Went out, not knowing where he was going. Hallelujah. Where it said, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, men love the natural stuff. God-given stuff. Faith is. There's nowhere else to get it. Huh? Can't be duplicated. Men try to imitate it, but the truth always shows it up. See how I'm showing up? Those that say they have faith this morning. See what I mean? They're trying to imitate faith, but yeah, I've got the praise God. I got the faith checker here. Got the faith checker. It's the word of God. It's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Y'all can get excited, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have the Bible, but that's not good enough. You know, one guy called in and said, man, all they have to do is read the Bible. Brother Stair told the account again how he was going to prove how there's a God. He said, so I reached for my Bible. Well, that's what I'm doing this morning. I'm reaching for my Bible. I'm trying to prove to you there's a God and that he's able to save to the uttermost. See? Hallelujah. Y'all believe me? Well, if I prove it to you, you'll have to believe. I've got the Bible, but I can't convince them. You know why? Hallelujah. See how simple that is? Hallelujah. So he picked up the Bible, man, said, what are you doing? He said, I don't believe that. That's what we got going on here. That's what unbelief say to the truth. I don't believe you. Huh? Unbelief said, no, I don't believe you. Huh? I don't believe you. Hallelujah. That doesn't make it not the truth. Hallelujah. That only makes you deceived and lost and damned. I'm telling the truth, Bakia. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Preacher went on to say, we are a generation that does not believe God. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Generation that have no faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No man can come to the Father except the Father draw him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dew drop. Shine all around us by day. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. All right. We read a scripture yesterday. Well, the Bible is full of them. How men love darkness. They say to the seers, see not. They said to the prophet, prophesy not to us right things. Prophesy smooth things. Speak deceit. Isn't that crazy? That's not true, is it? That's not what men do, is it? Huh? What? If you're not receiving what I'm saying, you must be looking for something else. See what I'm saying? Lock in on me. Yeah. Huh? Say, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Get thee hence, Satan. You save not the things that be of God. Hallelujah. That's how to do it.
Hallelujah.
Don't try to convince me that you have power of the devil while you do all his bidding. The truth is not convinced of that. Only the deceived. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Prophesy smooth things. Really? Well, it goes right along with the scriptures that say they'll turn away from the truth. And they'll be turned unto faith. Huh? They'll heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they'll be turned away from the truth, turned unto fables. Huh? Y'all know it's a fable for us to sit in here and not receive this word and be in favor with God? That's a lie. This is a divine operation of God. See what I'm saying? And only evil will keep you from receiving. Huh? Not your nationality, not what you had for breakfast, only evil. Now that's the truth. And you sit over there and convince yourself otherwise. Go ahead on. Run on, devil. Huh? Praise the Lord. You're only helping us, devil. You can't do nothing against the truth. Only for the truth. Huh? You are a show and tell this morning. Hallelujah. Our example of what not. Yeah, not like that. Not like that. Not like that. Hallelujah. Says here, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. See, the truth tell you why. You love yourself after your own lust, you know, seeking your own, not the things that be of Jesus Christ. That's what prevents you from receiving this truth this morning. Not the vessel. No, no, no. No, it's the evil in you. And the evil in you might convince you of that. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to remind you about old Balaam's ass. He told the truth. He told the truth. Yeah, he acted on the truth. Saved the prophet's life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prophet said, go through there. And I said, Hey, go. And I said, no. Go. He saved Balaam's life. Absolutely. Yes, he did. No, God can't use a jackass. You came too late to tell me. Hallelujah. The word called the prophet mad. Yeah. I mean, he went way out of the way. Absolutely. For reward, though. Mm-hmm. Well, he beat that old ass. I said, why you beating me, man? Why, y'all believe that? Some of y'all don't believe the Bible. Huh? The ox knows his owner. The ass is master's crib. My people. They don't consider. They don't consider what I've done that they might be saved. Huh? Huh? My divine operation daily. Huh? My wooing and my drawing, my compassion, my long suffering, they don't consider that. Huh? They love their darkness. Huh? Praise the Lord. Now God's not gonna save you in your rebellion. Absolutely, you'll have to give it up. All that stuff you think is good, you'll have to give it up. You know, your earthly treasures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to be done shortly. But this is what God gave me. Huh? Y'all want to hear it? Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. They shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fable. And it just has to be that way. Everybody understand? Mm-hmm. When you reject the truth, that's where you are. You're in darkness and you don't know where you're going. And I know you're convinced otherwise. That's because you're in darkness. Everybody understand that? I don't have to listen to you, Pastor Rice. I don't need to listen. Well, you know, if you really believe that, don't come here. So, that logical? Yeah. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, then get excited when I preach. Rejoice in this truth. Huh? Lock in on the preacher. Yeah, praise the Lord. Don't go to sleep. Huh? Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. If this is not going to help you, it's going to help me. Yeah, because encounters that darkness in me.
Absolutely.
I love the truth. Hallelujah. I'm coming to the light. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. But the enemy will, he'll convince you, this is not good for me. That ain't going to help me. I don't need to do that. I'm saying it right, all right? And I'm telling you this, and you're still walking in that? Why don't you say, of a truth, God is in, and fall on your face. See? Come on. I mean, the secrets of your heart are being manifest. Why don't you, of a truth, why don't you do it like that? Hallelujah. There's no also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. They love the stuff that comes from themselves, not faith. Faith does not come from man. They love unbelief. It comes from themselves. Absolutely. And they exalt their unbelief over the faith of God. Absolutely. 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 Even though their unbelief won't save them, it will convince them that it will. And they'll reject the faith of God. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Y'all would have, if you would receive this word this morning, it would be by faith. Simple. They're not by unbelief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now faith is given to those whom God determined to save. Absolutely. But those that don't want to be saved, they depart from it. In the later days, some shall depart. All from the faith that God gave them so he could save them, they depart from it. So they come in the dining hall and they depart from the faith that God gave them that he might save them. And they think that God should pat them on the back and say, good job, huh? Praise the Lord. Give me a break. You wicked, slothful servant. Depart from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Rice, when you preach it, you make it sound bad. Well, rightfully so. If we would look at Hebrew 3. Let me find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to sing all about it. Hallelujah. Can't live without it, praise God. Praise God. Now I'm living in a new creation. Now I'm drinking from the well of salvation. Now there is no condemnation, praise God. No condemnation. No condemnation. Hebrews 3:12 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. See what I'm saying? That's an evil heart that caused men to depart. After he'd given them faith to be saved, they depart from the faith. There's no other way to be saved. When you depart from the faith, you forfeit your salvation. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, I think you're making it two letter. This is spirit. Huh? You see right now that you aren't rejoicing with the rest of us. See? Isn't that evidence enough? Huh? Praise the Lord. And when we caught up, you won't be caught up with us. No. Hallelujah. Y'all know it's the Lord, right? Or if it was me, I'd say, call down fire. That's what I'd say. Absolutely. I'd say, call down. Yeah. You want me to call down fire, Lord? That's what I'd say. Absolutely. Hallelujah. So take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. When we depart from the truth, that's what we do. He's the truth is God. Yeah, they're the same. Oh, the deceitfulness of sin tells us that the truth is different than Jesus Christ. Even though the Bible says, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth. So we think we depart from this true preaching, this Holy Ghost preaching, And we're in the light. Give me a break. This is the deceitfulness of sin. It'll have you in the embrace of the devil and him licking on your face, and you'll say, oh, I'm pleasing God. Oh, yeah. We got show and tell this morning. Look around and see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a fearful sight. God can deliver. Will he deliver? Only he knows. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. But he's still going to say, depart. Yes. Oh, some men just won't receive his long-suffering. And his long-suffering is for us to come to repentance, not to keep rebelling. There's no long-suffering for that. The long-suffering is that we come to repentance. See, and as long as we don't come to repentance, then we say, the hell with your long-suffering. See? Yeah, the hell with your long-suffering. I don't care nothing about your long-suffering. I love my evil. I'm preaching good. I love my evil. I love it more than your long-suffering. Yeah, I do. Praise the Lord. But exhort one another daily. While it is called today, that's all that we have. I know you said, well, you know, on Sabbath day, I'm going to square up. That's quite presumptuous. We ain't got through this day. Today is the day of salvation. So if the truth comes before you, the truth is preached. Don't harden your heart today. Don't harden your heart today and say, well, I'll fix it tomorrow. Today, I'm preaching the truth now. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. Amen. But that old deception, you know, I've been doing it this long, you know. Well, look at you. Look at yourself then. Learn something. You have been doing it this long. Where have you gotten you? Hallelujah. Farther away from the Christ that called you? Absolutely. Repent ye of this thy wickedness. Thank you, Lord. It says, for we are made partakers of Christ. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Amen. Jesus said, ye are my disciples if ye continue in my word. I'm preaching his word, and some won't continue in it. They won't receive it this morning. They're loving their evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we have to put that in context. Amen. When we say mock God. Right. Yeah, what that mean is we're doing something, but we ain't going to mock God because God is not mocked. Amen. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll have to give account for everything. Amen. God is not mocked. Amen. As a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is the truth. So what are you sowing this morning? You sowing to the flesh? You will reap corruption. Absolutely. Oh, we have show and tell this morning. Y'all see? I'm preaching and I got show and tell. See? It's only going to help those that love the truth, though. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Give us understanding of what
we're seeing.
Only a few.
Say again.
Just give us the understanding of what we're seeing. You know, why people are not rejoicing.
I told you. It's evil working in their heart. Everybody understand? When we don't rejoice in the truth, it's darkness in us that prevents us. Absolutely. That is the understanding. I've been saying it. When we don't rejoice in the truth, it's evil. When we don't obey the truth, it's evil. Yeah, when, yes, yes, yes. Oh, you know, man has a remedy for that. He called good evil. He called evil good. See? See? Hallelujah. He said, for me to come in here and act like, you know, Pastor Rice is beating up on me is good. See? And he's pouring out his heart to tell the truth. Also, you might be saved. That's good. Why you call it evil? You call it evil in your response, in your disobedience, in your rebellion. And if it seems evil for you to believe the truth, then choose you this day who you will serve. See? Come on. Hallelujah. It's evil for you to receive the truth, then choose you this day. Who you going to believe? Me and my house? I'm going to believe God. I will believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? What's the prophet said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Not very many. Isn't this a credible message this morning? I mean, you can discern, can't you? Okay. Hallelujah. For your edification, not for your destruction. Good. So be it. He said unto them, are you so without understanding? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out in the draught, purging all meat. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. Hallelujah. That defileth the man. From within, this is why men that love darkness love the things that come from men. This is where they are. Huh? Faith comes from God. A man loves this other stuff. Unbelief. His own way. It comes from man. Unbelief does not come from God. No. No. It's an enemy of God. And you're in it, you're not his friend. Huh? Because you say he's not. Unbelief denies God. Unbelief says no God. Huh? And I'm preaching like this and you won't receive it? No God. Call to repentance, you won't come? No God. The hell with your long suffering, God. Take and shove it. See? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Imagine a man, a creature man talking like that to his maker. Imagine that. Huh? You wouldn't do that, would you, brother? Well, Pastor Rice, you know the seducing spirits that I hop not with, they don't put it that way. They never will. That's why I preach like this. That's why I preach like this. They'll never put it this way. Yeah, you know, Pastor Rice trying to trick you. He's trying to make you look bad. Huh? Hallelujah. I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to the Father. Without him, we can't be saved. Hallelujah. And if we love him, we love the brethren also. If we hate our brother, we walk in dark. And we do not know where we're going. Hallelujah. He that say he loved God whom he not seen, and hated his brother whom he have seen, he's a liar. He's a liar. And don't tell you love me when you reject what. This is God's best. This is my best from you. See, what do you want? You want me to go to town and buy you something? That's not my best. Yeah. It's my best. Huh? Look up and live. Hallelujah. Huh? Bullseye. Somebody told me yesterday, said, man, you hit the bullseye. I said, I have to give God the credit. If I don't hit the bullseye, it's not God speaking. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not. Oh, me bringing you stuff from town, that's not my good stuff. It's not even God's good stuff. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell me, Jesus. I got to get on with it. So again, you know, that stuff that comes from yourself, men naturally love it. We need to come to abhor it. See what I'm saying? Because it's ungodly. It'll take you to hell. That's why we must be born again. Huh? That's why we must walk in the faith that God gives us. Faith is not unbelief. They're contrary. Huh? Unbelief is a reverse operation of faith. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, that's when you say you love God, but you do not the things that he say. Praise the Lord. That's unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. Praise the Lord. And sin doth so easily beset us because of what's in us. Come on now. What's that stuff that won't draw the magnet? Not attracted to the magnet? Aluminum? Yeah, see? So the magnet had no power over aluminum. They like the truth. Come on. Praise the Lord. Your unbelief, it had no power. When you go to the junkyard, they got a magnet. They say, oh, no, this stuff ain't. No, that's not metal. I got the truth this morning. We're going to discern what's faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But what's in us is evil. Absolutely. And it responds to unbelief. Evil. That's the hole that the devil has. But God has delivered us. Well, we can still, you know, as they say in the Pilgrim's Progress, give him the slip. And most men do. You know, he give them faith and they depart from it. Huh? That mean he give them the saving stuff and they say no. They give him the slip and go back and serve their old master. You can't live on his wages. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So what's in man? Well, let's read some of this stuff. Thefts. Covetousness. Wickedness. Deceit. Lasciviousness. Evil eye. Blasphemy. Adulteries, fornications, murders, pride, foolishness. This is what comes out of a man. This is what defiles. This is what defiles. Not Pastor Rice preaching the truth. No, no, no. No, it's that evil stuff out of your heart. Huh? That's why we preach the truth. Huh? To manifest that wickedness so you can depart from it. Not from the faith, from the wickedness, from the evil. But if you don't want to depart from it, you're not going to come to the light. I'm just saying it another way. That's why we continue in our rebellion. There's nothing good. There's no way you can say you're not receiving this preaching. There's nothing good in that. That's all evil. That's all darkness. And the end of it is death. Absolutely. Now, don't tell me that you're receiving it and you're manifesting what you are. You're a liar. You are a liar. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Y'all, this is why this is necessary. I just read it to you. Because of fornication and adulteries, huh? And evil eye. Where is it at? In you. In me. Yeah, absolutely. Would you admit it? Would you resist it? Oh, we'd have to admit it before we resist it. Hallelujah. I guess we don't believe that one, though. This is not one of the scriptures we got on the wall, is it? It's still the truth, though. Yeah, these things that I read come out of the heart of man. You can read it in Galatians. Same thing. When it talks about the work of the flesh, they come out of the heart of man. That's why it's called the work of the flesh. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is different. Hallelujah. And the husbandman, he's looking for fruit. Hallelujah. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Not unbelief. Will he find faith on the earth? Although it says here, all these evil things come from within and they defile a man. Amen. See? Not from me preaching the truth. This stuff is in us. Amen. See, I admit that. That's my deliverance. There's no other way to be delivered. If I said, well, this is Edward, not me, no deliverance for me. That's a good snapshot of me. Yeah, that's a perfect picture. Yeah, he's corrupt. Nothing good in him. Hallelujah. See, I'm coming to the light. Oh, bless the Lord. Come to the light, brother. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Free from the power of sin. Free from the power of death. He hath abolished death. Brought life and immortality. But it's through the gospel. I'm preaching the good news. Through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has made me a preacher. Counting me faithful. Putting me into the ministry. Hallelujah. Separated me from my mother's womb. That he might reveal his son in me. How about you? Glory, glory. Oh, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't depart from the way. Thank you, Lord. Stand fast. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. And grace is what we need to be saved. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's not of ourselves. This other stuff is of ourselves. Men love that stuff. I'm telling y'all the truth. That's why men love darkness. It's of themselves. Y'all hear me preaching? That wicked stuff, fornication, adultery, that's of ourselves. Yeah. Men love it. Fallen from grace, though. Oh, thank you, Lord. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. By faith. By faith. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything but faith. See? That's not unbelief. These are two opposites. Faith works by love. Hallelujah. Absolutely. That's why I say when you love the truth and you lock in on me, you rejoice in it. You say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm not saying it right. Hallelujah. And because they receive not a love of the truth, God will send them strong delusion. That they might believe a lie. It doesn't matter how I show up in the dining hall. That nobody gonna tell me nothing to do. That stuff about obeying them that have the rule over you, that don't pertain to me. See? Boy, I'm preaching pretty good this morning. Hallelujah. But faith which worketh by love. Love God, which is the truth. That's the same. If we love the truth, then we love God. We can be saved. Because if we love the truth, we come to the light. But if we love the evil, we don't come to the light. Or we don't come to God. It's the same thing. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. Come on. Come. He will save you. You'll have to come, though. All day long, he said, I've stretched out my arm. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you just now. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. You did run well. Who did hinder you? That you should not obey the truth. Walk in the truth. Love the truth. Do the truth. Obey the truth. See? Hallelujah. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Everybody understand that? A little love for your darkness. It's all it takes. It leavens the whole lump. So create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Yes. Hallelujah. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, therefore, I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. All right? He said, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I've heard of him. Praise God. I speak by the authority of Jesus Christ. He's the one that sent me. Now I'm straightforward. So you're without excuse. Again, you are without excuse. The one that sent me is Jesus Christ. Can't you discern by your spirit? Okay. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those disciples, or those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my work, then are ye my disciples indeed. See? But when people don't love the truth, they say, well, I'm already there. No need for me to hear the reproof. That means they don't want to continue. They are content and satisfied in their darkness. I don't want to go no farther. I got the Holy Ghost now. I don't need you. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Making the people ready for the coming of the Lord. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Hallelujah. And they that were ready went in, and the door was shut. All right? Thank you, Lord. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard. How about that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you continue in the faith, don't depart from it. Be grounded and settled. Thank you, Lord. Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which is preached unto you, which you have heard. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Hallelujah. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith. As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you. You know, the adversary comes to steal, spoil, take away your good things. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Beware. Beware. Much deception in the world. And that stuff that is in you, yeah, it gives place to deception. You need an antidote. You need a remedy. The truth will make you free. So, ironically, men think that there's something good in them, and they really don't need the reproof of the gospel. They don't need the instruction. Right. And, well, I know that. That's because I received the truth. Otherwise, I'd be like you. Well, some good in me. Well, just read the book. Hallelujah. Just believe me for my work's sake. Don't know me after the flesh. Praise the Lord. It's not profitable for you. Know them that labor among you. Those that preach to God, know that. But, whose faith follow? Don't follow unbelief. Whose faith follow? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I got to go on in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I think the Lord tied it together pretty good. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All of our departure from the truth, resisting the truth, it's darkness working. There's no other answer. No other, right. When we reject the truth, it's because we love the darkness. The truth is come. Yeah, light is coming to the world. Right? So again, we are without excuse. We can do what we want to, but here's what the truth says. We have no cloak. No cloak for our sin. Just like Miss Bondi yesterday. When she was being grilled, she had no cloak. The truth came to her. Of course, the truth is our friend. Oh, yeah. So don't believe them lies. Hallelujah. And this I say, all the things that I've said, lest any man beguile you with enticing words. Beware, don't let men spoil you. Yeah. Hold fast the profession of your faith.
Amen.
Without wavering.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Well, he is faithful that called you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Who are we going to pray for us today? Walk in the light, beautiful light. Shine all around us by day and night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah. Brother Owen, can you pray for us?
Well, Heavenly Father, we come to you again, thanking you for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Owen, praying for us. Again, my testimony. This is what the Lord gave me to give you. That's my testimony. I've been faithful in it.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Maranatha. Lord is coming. Oh, Brother Terry. Brother Terry, we want to say something.
Terry, come in here and mock you and mock you. And you see what happens to people who mock Brother Stay. They're in the grave or they're no longer here. And you're a fool if you sit here and mock Pastor Rice Stay. You're hurting him, you're hurting yourself. And your soul is in danger, so play with fire. And when you burn, you burn in hell. Bless Pastor Rice.
Hallelujah.